write two reports, which means you require another 6 months. So that means when we get to the another vote, we won't need time to be reading again. Welcome to the meeting. I think for our record, we should always get apologies. I think Honorable Breitenbach is the only one who informs me of her members who are not here. And the other parties don't just keep quiet. You just come, and it's not how it should be. You know, we must follow good practice. We must follow best practices. Honorable Chavalala. We are one committee. There are things on which we really have to operate as one family. Honorable Breitenbach.
Thank you, Chair. And just on the record, Mr. Self, Mr. Horn, and Mr. Redling has offered the apologies that occupy the office. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Bajaki.
Honorable Mutapo from the ANC has apologized.
You are out of order. You know, she is a good friend, Honorable Chavalala, who has tendered the apology on her behalf.
Oh, already.
Okay. And then Honorable Ambrosini. Okay, thank you very much. We are doing vote 24. Justice and Constitutional Development. Members have had an opportunity to read the report. Are there any, first before we discuss the substance, are there any corrections to the report?
Just on page, well, maybe when you get to page 6, I don't know if there's anything before that. Page by page. Thank you. Chair, we refer on page 6 in paragraph 6.1.4 to the capitalized APP. And when I first read that, I didn't know what it meant, so I think we need to just say annual performance plan before you abbreviate it later. Thank you. On page 7, 6.3, rehabilitation, I think we might, we expressed our concern about the underspending on the program rehabilitation. There was quite a significant underspending. If we can just put a sentence into that effect. The committee expressed its concern about underspending. I think it was 85% or something like that. If we can just check the records for that, and we can add a sentence to that effect.
I think in paragraph 8.3.1, in the first sentence, Mr. Chair, the behaving should be behavior.
It is 9.4. If I remember Mr. Smith, Honourable Smith's comment about technology, 9.4, was it not also the use of and blocking cell phones, technology such as closed circuit television, or put before that, use of technology to block cell phones and closed circuit television, or something along those lines?
Have been infected, and of course this is now no longer for the debate here. We have debated now. This is really presented for our adoption, and the debates will take place in the APC on Wednesday next week. Is that a correct understanding? Honorable
The position of the DA is reserved in that regard, so the caucus will decide whether we support it or not.
Chair, the same applies to us. We don't have any major problems, but I do need to consult my colleagues, Chair. Thank you.
I'm not sure if I want to say there are no major problems. There are problems, but I'll take it to the caucus also.
As the committee, we should agree that we are happy as the committee, but that does not take away the right of caucuses to take a different view, because we agree on the report. We take it to our caucuses, and they can take their own position, and their positions will be presented to the EPC or to the House. But here all we need is that we are satisfied, and our satisfaction is the satisfaction of the committee. It's not binding to the caucuses. Honorable Breitner.
So I agree that the report is an accurate reflection of what took place.
Okay. Thank you. Honorable the report is an accurate reflection.
Jay, sorry, we need to be careful here that we can't, as a committee, we have to take a mandate, a party political mandate. So we've expressed our view that we reserve in our position. It doesn't mean we're going to vote against it, but it's always, once you've reserved your position, you've reserved your position. It's not for anyone to say we, as a committee, are all in agreement. We can't go against a mandate. You put it very well, but it's not how we do it in Parliament. It's not how we do it in the committee. Once you've reserved your position, you've reserved your position. I think that's finished. Thank you, Chair.
Can I hear other members?
I don't want there to be a misunderstanding, Mr. Chair. We agree that the report is a correct reflection of the activities that took place in the committee. That's all we agree to.
Yes.
For the rest, our position is reserved.
Okay. So the report is adopted. Can we get a proposal? Honorable?
Whether it's a true election, I did say, I wouldn't say there are major problems, but for me there are problems, so I think I want to leave it at that.
Honorable Chapo.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I propose for the adoption.
Any seconder?
Yes, I am.
Honorable any opposition, counter opposition? No. So the report is adopted. Thank you very much, members. Can we move to the next one on justice? We adopt the same approach. We go to page 1. Thank you.
at the top, there's two sentences there that must be collapsed into one. Yeah, at the top. In addition, if there is evidence of corruption in the judiciary, comma, there are mechanisms in place to deal with this. Sorry, at the top of page 11, the program receives 9.4% T. T. Second sentence. Can we just look 11.1, the second last sentence? The committee, however, notes that the legal status of the TPF has yet to be finalised. Now, that we need to a recommendation at the end, because there is a bill that's in the pipeline, and we need to say in our recommendations. I think if it's the administered fund bill that is in the pipeline that we need to say, we need to see when is this bill coming to Parliament. Sure, I just want to cross-reference that. There's no change on this page. Last sentence of that. This area requires urgent attention. At present, 70% of cases involved in the state are lost with cost implications. That's 79% involving the state, and I would add there with huge cost implications. 79%. Remember they said only 21% of cases are won.
Language. There was a suggestion that in the same manner that to get a law degree, there would be certain language requirements. For instance, Latin, Afrikaans, English. Now that we have 11 official languages, that we should add at least knowledge of one indigenous language for lawyers to get the degree. Because if they can't communicate with the people, that itself prevents adequate access to justice. Can we just factor in that requirement? to be given to respect, we have acquired the ability to speak. Not just to speak, but that's a requirement in the legal degree. Given NRSO. Oh, is it slip of the pen? Okay, thank you. Okay, page 16. Page 17. Page 18.
Chair, 18.13.5. The committee's the view that merging the ministries of justice and correctional services is advantage. Well, I don't know if we've discussed this, whether it is advantageous for a better functioning criminal justice system.
I think you raised that question yourself to say the two were operating in compartments, and then the measure will enable them to talk to each other, because the one creates a problem for the other, and the problem I discovered when it's too late to do anything about it.
I don't want to debate the issue, but I think my concern is more the workload of this portfolio committee when one looks at the merging of the two portfolio committees. And I know various members share my views, and it's an issue we need to discuss. So we might want to just make a sentence to say we are concerned as a committee with the workload on us. This is separate to this issue. We can deal with it under recommendations then. This recommendation relates to the ministries they've joined, but what impact does that have on us as portfolio committees, that we now merge with two portfolio committees into one with almost an impossible workload? So maybe I'd ask us to consider, when we get to recommendations, to look at that issue, Chair.
That's just here, Honourable Bumulan.
No, I just want to find out, I'm not sure if Mr. Swart is adding something to this or is opposing what is being said here. Are you saying that this is not the reflection of what we discussed? I think it is.
I'm subject to correction, and Chair, you did correct me to say we did discuss this issue, the merging of the ministries. So whether it is advantageous or not.
There are advantages and disadvantages. The disadvantage is that there will be a heavier workload on us. But on the positive side, this would make the administration of justice and correctional services effective. So I think that public interest should outweigh our fear for what looked.
Chair, I'm not going to suggest an amendment to this, because this relates purely to the ministries.
Oh, okay.
That's where they, and that's the executive's decision.
No, thank you.
So,
thank you for your understanding. Number 19. Institution which derives its powers from the Constitution and national legislation. Okay. Any other? Page 20. Number paragraph 14.7, where the public protector says the workload has increased, and she suggests that so many cases must be dealt with week or so. I wonder if we need that paragraph, because we have this issue of overlapping mandates and so on. And once that issue is resolved, this problem will not arise. So can we just delete that paragraph 14.7? Because its validity depends on the resolution of the question of mandates. Okay, page 15.1. Can we read it again and just see if we all agree? The committee is not certain that the public protester's view regarding his power to review decisions made by the National Housing Board Executive Council is correct. As a solution, the public protester is asked to submit proposals on any amendments that would need to be made. I'm personally happy with it. Anyone who has a problem with it? None, thank you. Page 21.
Chair?
Who is calling my name? Nah.
Okay, no.
Mr. Raman?
Yeah, no, under 14.8. And
14.9.
14.8. Yeah, 14.9. I see that, you know, we referred to the same issue twice, like that issue of the
issue of
unfunded posts. I think we referred to it twice under 14.8 and 14.9. So I was suggesting that we delete it.
Can you talk into the mic?
Maybe it's not what, okay, 14.8 and 14.9. Both of them refer to the issue of unfunded posts. So I was suggesting that we delete them in 14.9. 14.8, yeah.
Christine?
There appears to be a duplication between 14.8 and 14.9, so I suggest that we remove 14.8. I think those were notes that we made to ourselves when you were drafting, and they crept in while we...
Thank you.
use of donor funding. Now, we had a lengthy discussion around that. Is cautious of the use. No, Chair, we do need to express caution. So maybe we can just rephrase it. Is cautious as to the use. It does qualify. It's all right. Thank you, Chair.
No. Your respect. It's not only the use that will cause acquisition. We will talk about the conditions and such. Are you going to phrase it? Okay. We need to just add a recommendation about the legal status of the third party funds, and there was reference in the document somewhere about a draft bill, and I think it was called the administered funds bill. Can someone assist me with that? Just to say that if we're speaking about bringing other bills to Parliament like the traditional courts bill, then we should also refer to the other pieces of legislation that came up during our discussions. So we could also say under 24.2, the committee recommends that the legal status of the third party funds is finalised by the introduction of the administered fund bill at the earliest convenience. We don't want to say when, but that must be done.
Under apartheid, there was donor funding which went directly to NGOs like Legal Resources Center, Lawyers for Human Rights, and that helped to bring justice into communities. To establish legal advice centers and so on. So So there was access to justice under apartheid that happened now through donor funding. But now donor funding comes through the Foundation for Human Rights and through the Department of Justice. I think that if we could have a recommendation that that donor funding must support the the outreach, community-based outreach programs, such as legal advice centers, it would really help, because if you are waiting for an old woman in Nongoma and Skukuneland to go and find a telephone work that doesn't work, to phone the Human Rights Commission, whereas all these unemployed graduates, as part of their training, they could be attached to advice centers within communities. And we use that donor funding from the foundation to support that. Would that make sense to members?
I support the sentiment, but I'm just not sure whether we can tell that foundation how they must use their money. We should say consideration should be given to funds being made available to that. I think that's the way we should phrase it. We can't say it must be done, because we don't know how those foundations work. Maybe you know better than I do. But what are their present needs? I mean, do they might already have specific budgets and allocations, you see, so we need more information about that from the department. I'm not opposing what you're saying. I'm just saying maybe we need to phrase it in like we've done elsewhere. Consideration should be given to that. You know.
Thanks, Chair. Just to add on what Mr. Sarti said. Previously, when we discussed this matter, it was under the provision for the Department of Justice to have advice offices throughout the country. So basically, during their hearing, a question was raised, but the DG was not really fully informed about what the current budget is for. That's called social transformation for economic justice. I think what we just need to do is to maybe firstly try and find out what that the new budget is for, because our concern is that what the discussion in the past was around really promoting establishment of advice offices, to see to what extent that budget also covers advice offices. But I think it will be good to be in the position to get information to find out what the money has been fundraised for.
Thank you, Chairperson. While I agree with Honourable Swart and Honourable Majak, I think it would be good for us to put such a sentence as you have said, because we now have this right to amend the budget as Parliament. So I think while we support what they have said, we should also say what, put it in writing.
See, I agree with all of you subject to this. One is not even thinking of getting money from the department. The department has created a mechanism, which is the Foundation for Human Rights, to source other funding. So all we are saying, we need to make a recommendation that this other fund should be made available for the establishment of advice centers, which can be used to make justice accessible to the poorest of the poor in the rural areas, and also be used as training ground for law graduates. There are so many of them roaming the streets.
Can I just make a rider to say not establishment of advice offices, but capacitating, because they are existing already.
you see, in some areas they don't exist. Maybe establishing and capacitating of advice center. Okay. So we agree. And the last thing is appreciation. I think
can I just ask us, I need some guidance as to how to and whether one needs to put anything in at this stage as to the workload of the committee. Just my concern that I've discussed informally with different members across political lines is with the collapsing of two portfolio committees into one, the workload is of such a nature that it is going to be difficult to properly deal with our legislative program and our oversight program by one portfolio committee. Now, I'm not saying we need to put it in now, but it's something we need to, I'd need your guidance. Do we put acceptance in now, or do we just deliberate on it in the future? Because it is definitely a major concern for, with, I've served on Correctional Services Portfolio Committee in the past and Justice, but this isn't an issue that is that we discussed at all. But it does come out after we've had the budget hearings, and we appreciate the extent of the workload now. If we have to visit all the entities, if we have to visit all the correctional services and magistrates' courts and deal with our legislation. So, Chair, I'll just put it out there. I'm not saying we must put something in now. I would seek the committee's guidance. Do we say anything now, or do we address it at a later stage, or even in our debates next week?
I would say that let's not put something in, because you see, for the past 20 years there were oversight visits, and now if we do oversight visits, we are going to find the same things that we found then. Now this term, I think we must say, what are we doing with those things that were found? So we must focus more on addressing the findings of the past 20 years other than reinventing the wheel. But I agree with you that we can raise it in the debate, but we must still sit and discuss that. Because also you'll find that in correctional, there are not as many legislative things than in this. So we'll have to balance. But you are right. Let's put it on the agenda, but not necessarily set it. That takes care of this. Any proposal for the adoption, Honorable Volga?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I move for the adoption, but let's page 2. 2.3, let's add SIU, and from there adopt.
Well, let's see what
is there. On mine is not there. All right, I move for adoption.
Okay, yes, for adoption. I thought you wanted to adopt only page, one page. Hey, Honorable Madam Pula.
Yes, I support it.
Okay, any counter proposal? None? Okay. Thank you very much, good friends. I think I'm happy with what we have done, because this is going to enable us to really have a good program of action. So this committee will be so exciting that we won't even feel the workload. Thank you very much.